Would you step up? Have you stepped up? This goes back to the 18th of May, Monday last week. Karen Evans on the train, somebody tried to, it was a Belgrave train, steal her bag, and a person intervened. Police are looking for help from that person to come forward. 1-800-333-000. Karen Evans, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm right. Are you okay?
I am, yes. It was a little bit of a shock, but yes, I am getting better with the help of my husband and friends, yes.
Well, it was only 6:20. It's hardly the middle of the night, is it?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. That's what I was a bit shocked at.
What happened?
Well, basically, as I said, I got on the train and I was just sitting there reading a book quite quietly, minding my own business. And at a particular station in Blackburn, this gentleman gets on the train, and the only reason that I noticed is he had quite, quite a distinctive behaviour with regards to speaking to himself and things like that. So I do believe that he was under the influence of alcohol and drugs. And as the train took off, he overbalanced and he grabbed my handbag, to which I automatically reacted. Took the handbag back and he took it back again, and then this lovely gentleman stood up and asked him very nicely to give the lady back her handbag, to which he did without a comment.
Really?
It was just no conversation, no nothing.
And no more aggression towards you?
No, more aggression to himself more than anything else. He was very threatening behaviour, but there was nothing towards me or to the gentleman that helped me, no.
But were you struggling with the bloke who was trying to take the bag?
Oh, I wouldn't say so much struggling. He was a lot stronger than I was, and I believe that he wasn't really aware of what he had taken. I honestly think he might have thought it was his, but that doesn't give you the right to steal somebody else's property. So, yeah,
no.
It was a bit scary.
And do you feel the involvement of the stranger avoided a problem?
Absolutely. I was actually quite a little bit disappointed that no one else on the carriage stood up to help, because it was still peak hour at that time of night and the carriage was quite full, but everyone was so engrossed on their phones and tablets and things like that I think they might have been too scared to intervene, which is also a concern.
But you certainly felt threatened in this situation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. I didn't know what this gentleman was going to do.
And how old do you think the person was who stepped in to help?
It would have been early to mid-20s. I wouldn't say any older than that.
Mm. Could you smell alcohol on the bloke trying to take the bag?
Not so much that I could smell it. He was actually consuming it whilst on the train and throwing it on the floor, so yeah.
Okay. Drugs too, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. No doubt about it.
Jeez, it'd put you off getting on a train, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's that's why I think, I honestly don't think he had control of what was going on around him. I don't think he knew what was going on.
Anyway, police want help. They want to find the Good Samaritan as well. Would you say thank you?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to give this gentleman a very big hug. I think he probably just saved what was in my handbag thanks to this gentleman. If it wouldn't have been for him, I may not have got it back.
So what happened in the end? Did you get off? Did he get off? How did it finish?
Well, what happened was the gentleman that assisted me, I believe, got off at Ringwood Station.
Which one? Ringwood?
Ringwood Station, yes, yeah. I believe. And the gentleman, the offender, if you like, his friends got on at Ringwood as well. So the two of them were having a quite in-depth conversation, of which I can't go into. But anyway, I was still left on the train by myself, and I ended up getting off at Bayswater. The gentleman that tried to take my bag was still on the train, and I was really quite shaken up. So I called my husband, who insisted that I go to the police station immediately to make a report in case it happened to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, all right, Karen, if we can help, we will. Good on you. Thank you for talking to us. 1-800-333-000.